How you doing?
Hi. This is The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
And Active TV. And I'm Sesh.
My name's Ryan.
And we are
back.
We are back. Nice save the run. Thank you. We are back. We are back at it again with another film review.
Got your back.
You got my back. Yes. Should just do the show like this, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but it's such a mission to turn right now that
it is a mission, especially this bar stool's really weird. Okay, thanks, Ryan. So now that
microphone.
This is weird. This is like we should do a backfill show.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Backstage.
Backstage, nice. All right, so we are The Movie Show, and you are tuned in, and we have two announcements to make. As I almost dropped Ryan's iPad. Sorry, Ryan.
It's okay.
Two announcements. First announcement. So, of the 100% of people that watch The Movie Show...
Can you guess how many have subscribed?
Would
you say above 75%? Would you say above 50%? Would you say below 50%?
Cue the sad music.
What if it's below 25?
Of all the people that watch The Movie Show, only... How can you drink coffee at a time like this, Ryan? What's wrong with you?
It's the strength of my life.
Okay, cue the sad music again.
Gets me through these sad times.
Only 10.6% are subscribed. That's hectic, guys.
Crying because that's your fault. Yes, you.
So 89.4% of you, if you like the show and you enjoy coming back and you enjoy the film reviews, then please do subscribe. It really helps us and helps the channel and helps other people find the channel, which will help them find good movies to watch and gain knowledge about the film industry. Yeah. So if you enjoy the show, please do hit that subscribe button.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
And like it.
And if you did, welcome to the family. Woohoo! Yeah.
Clapping sound
all around.
Yeah, applause sound.
Yeah. And we are also looking at doing a lot more collaborations with people. So if you are interested or if you know of someone who is in the film industry and is interested in collaborations, you can either just comment down below. You can hit us up on Instagram.
Doesn't the subscriptions also like support that as well?
Yeah.
Because
definitely. Definitely. And then the second thing. Do you want to tell us the second thing, Ryan?
No.
You don't know what the second thing
I
is.
Don't.
You actually do know what the second thing is.
I probably do.
You just don't know that I'm bringing it up.
I'm just not sure where we're going.
Okay, so there are radio awards within Southern Africa.
Yeah.
And Active FM, which is the... What do you call it?
The F of the M.
The F of the M that Active TV is a part of. Has been nominated. Ha! Yeah, so please do vote for Active FM because then Active FM can win the South African Radio Awards, you know?
Right.
That would be great.
I'm sure we'll put the link somewhere, right?
Yeah, we'll put the link in the bio. No, I'm lying. We're
comments.
Not on Instagram. Ah, that's funny. We'll put the link in the description below. Not the bio. The description below. Yeah. And you can go and you can vote as many times as you want. Yes. Voting closes in September, people.
Mm-hmm.
2024. Yeah. Anyway, back to the show. Woohoo! So, Guy Ritchie is back with another film.
Yeah, that's right.
We did a Guy Ritchie marathon last year. If you never saw it, so you can go check that out.
Yeah, he's
back.
But
he's back. And this film has a very long title, but the title actually comes from a book.
Like, how do you even... like?
I always forgot the title.
Like, what movie are you watching? I'm watching The...
The Art of War, Gentle Warfare?
Ungently.
Like, do you remember when I was telling Ryan and the team, guys, we should do this movie. I couldn't remember the name of the film. Like, I was like... And every time I tried to search it, I'd always get it wrong. Like, Google's supposed to fix... This was the one time Google was just like, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
In my search, I just typed ungently. And the next minute...
Ungent. I'm going to try it.
Everything else before that came up. Before that. I was even shocked. I was like, wow. The Ministry of the Ungentlemanly... Something... Yeah,
Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yeah, that one.
We're testing this out right now. Ungent. Oh, it does come up.
Yeah.
Wow. That good hack. Thanks,
Ryan. Crazy.
Crazy. Look at that.
There you go.
There we go.
But otherwise, a.k.a. the latest Guy Ritchie film.
T-M-O-U-W.
Yeah.
T-M-O-U-W. Tmua.
Tmau.
No. There is Tmau.
Yeah.
Tmau.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Guy Ritchie's back at it again. I feel like it has the usual Guy Ritchie.
It's actually found it on YouTube. The movie.
Oh, yes. I don't know if it's still up there now.
We don't know if it's still up.
Yeah, but when we were prepping for the show, I legit found the whole film on YouTube. I still sent it to the team and was like, do you know something crazy?
Somebody just got fired at YouTube. Yeah.
In America, right? So I have a friend, shout out to my friend Bulpy. He was showing me that the American YouTube, right? The American YouTube literally has movies, as in like films, like solid new films that they upload to YouTube.
And they're allowed to do that?
Yes.
Like, how does that work?
Exactly. They're allowed to do that. So you just go on YouTube.
Did you see any other films there? That means that the production company obviously gave rights to YouTube, because YouTube... Like, stop that. They look for that
kind of thing. Yes, normally they stop that type of thing. Like, they'll pick up the copyrights. That's why I'm wondering. In fact, we'll put it up when we release the show. We'll check and see if the movie's still on YouTube. But generally, like, yeah, that's why I was like, I wonder how long this is going to last for.
I'm guessing those movies are inaccessible to South African.
Yeah. Yeah, no. They'll pick up that you're... Well, I don't know.
From this country.
Maybe if you have a VPN.
Yeah. I'll go check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, back to
another
Guy Ritchie.
Another
today we are full of hacks, man.
Yeah,
we are hackful.
Mm. Hack, that's crazy.
Okay, so it was directed by Guy Ritchie. It is a film that was actually taken from a book that is inspired by true events. This is the crazy
part.
Yeah,
no.
Right?
I was like, what?
Yeah. So World War II. Mm. There was Winston Churchill, and he the documents were recently declassified. These documents have been classified.
I remember reading something about that.
Because basically, you know James Bond?
Mm. Yeah.
James Bond was written by Ian Fleming. Did you know Ian Fleming is a character in this film? Because Ian Fleming in World War II served under one of the generals, and because of the story that's told within this film, he was inspired to come up with the whole concept of James Bond, and that's where James Bond comes from. So that literally the author of James Bond is a character in this movie, but it's showing him in actual real life type of thing. Mm. It's crazy.
I mean, that's what happens when you send a whole lot of people into war, because they have to serve their country, and some of them are writers and movie makers.
Yep.
What do you expect to come back?
James Bond. James Bond. Yeah, so they even in the closing credits, they speak about the fact that the main character, Gus March Phillips, who's played by Henry Cavill, is the inspiration for James Bond. And unfortunately, the main character. So there's this film, it's based on historical events. The accuracy.
Like that old mission that they went on.
Yes, yes. The accuracy. It's not 100% accurate, because like one of the things I heard was like the body count of Nazis that were killed in this film is the same body count of Nazis that was killed in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious.
Beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
But in real life, in this mission, not one gunshot was fired at the special ops team. The only gun that was fired was a misfire that didn't hit anyone. And there was basically like
what
no...
What a failure.
No. As in
like in a misfire.
There was no body count, which means this mission was so successful that no one died.
I'm talking about the misfire.
Okay, yeah. No one died.
It's like I'm going to get one shot in.
Amen. But what I do like about what they did with the film, so even though they like...
So just based on true events.
But if you look at like the overall telling of... Because they didn't just do this mission. They then went on after this and did like a lot of mission. And if you look at the overall body counts over all of those missions, technically like it does equal to what was in this film. So they did add on to it, which we've seen. Like,
well, what's a Guy Ritchie film without all of that?
And even like telling a true life story, if you're going to make a movie about it, you do need to add drama. Because drama sells.
Well, it was humor. Humorous drama.
Yeah. But then what they
like people
did,
are dying and you're laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't
but
make
that's
sense.
A Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah, again.
That's a Guy Ritchie
my guy.
Film. Yeah.
Sure.
My guy.
Yeah.
But then they still like kept things accurate. So you know the one character shot a bow and arrow? So apparently in the real war, he didn't shoot with a bow and arrow, but he was able to shoot with a bow and arrow. In fact, he was such a good
bow and arrowist.
Bowman? What is it called?
Arrowist.
What is that thing
an
called?
An archer.
That he could shoot a bird mid-flight and he'd accurately hit it.
That's crazy.
And
That's a cool skill.
Right? And when he shot what are those deers called that they shoot? Buck. No, not buck. There's another word for it. That word.
The buck that they shoot.
Anyway, literally the arrow would go through it and hit the tree, which they represented the in this film. I don't know if you saw it went through a person and then hit another Nazi. So it went through a Nazi and hit another. So it was like cool how. Right. So he didn't actually do it in the war. He did ask for them to include a bow and arrow as part of war, but they didn't accept it. But he was in fact, he would make his own bow and arrow. He was Danish. I think he was Danish. Yeah. So even though like that didn't happen in that moment, it was still an attribute of him and it was true to him as a person. So I thought, so all of the people that you see in this film were actual people.
Okay.
Yeah.
True characters.
True actual characters. Yeah. Characters.
But obviously their personalities weren't...
Yeah, they were heightened, if I could put it. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, they were heightened. So
everything was heightened.
A lot of them were very, like their reactions were very humorous.
Yes. Like even the I'll give you his character's name. His name's Lassen. He was the Danish guy. The one part when they save Apple, he cuts out a Nazi's heart. Now they don't. When the producer was asked, did that happen? He didn't really give like a straight answer, but it didn't happen. But it's almost like a figurative representation of how much Lassen hated the Nazis, which he really did in real life. So it was kind of like in that moment, in him doing that act, that he's giving off. Do you understand? So they almost like take whatever the character or the scenario or the situation and they compress it into one moment.
So what they love and do into an action.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Which is smart in my opinion.
That is clever.
And what else is... this is crazy. I was just like, what? First of all, have you seen behind the scenes footage of this movie?
It looked
like one of the most funnest sets to be on. Like Guy Ritchie is such a cool guy. Mm. But also, so they wrote the script and every single day, what they did was because the actors knew their characters so well, they improvised. So a lot of the lines weren't in the script. They were literally like rewriting the script on a daily basis.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Especially with the actors themselves, the mood of the movie.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense. And obviously, you had a lot of really good actors
as well. It was a good ensemble cast. So you have Henry Cavill, who plays the main character. He did a good job. I enjoyed
it. I feel like it was a guy's fun time.
Yeah.
You know, when friends get together and they kind of, they're up to mischief and everything's funny about it. Yes. And then, you know.
I loved Henry Cavill's dramatic laugh. Like he'd be standing there, like, ha, 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 ha. And then like the Nazis would like slowly like turn around, and I feel like he did it more than once, and his moustache.
Do you think that was improvised?
It could have been. It really could have been. Yeah. So you had Henry Cavill, you had Alan Richson, who plays Anders Lassen, and what was cool about his story was he said that he was working on Reacher at the time, and his team told him about this new Guy Ritchie film, sent him the script, he really liked it, he then got on a call with Guy, and he says normally like when you get on a call with a director, like it will start off like there'll be like small talk, like, oh yeah, you know, like whatever, how you doing, then eventually
good
they'll
to have
be
you
like
back again, how's it been,
yeah. Then they'll be like, okay, so now to talk about this film, right, what is your vision for the character, like then it gets like serious, like what can you offer, what do you he literally was like, Guy like hopped on the call, he was like, so do you like barbecues? He's like, yeah, I like barbecues. He's like, oh, okay, great, we should have a barbecue sometime, we can discuss the film. And like that was basically, he was like, oh, okay, cool. And that afterwards he like phoned his team. He was like, I think I got the role because like Guy Ritchie was like, do you like the character? Do you like the film? And he was like, yes. Guy Ritchie was like, cool. Let's make the movie. Great. Yeah.
Isn't Guy Ritchie one of those directors where he knows he's obviously got a vision for the character and he knows the perfect person. And he will go for that person, and he will hire him.
So it's not like an audition.
He wants
process,
that person,
which
he
I
wants
think is
that
cool.
Person.
Yeah.
So already his mind is like made up.
Because he turned Jason Statham into from being a street seller to being an actor. So he sees stuff in people, and he's like, I want you,
exactly.
Which I think is very cool. Mm. And I love the fact that he like gets together socially, like come over for a barbecue, and you can see he's a nice guy. He's a team player. He builds community. Unity on set and so that's him. Then Hero finds Tiffin. plays Henry Hayes. I loved his Irish accent. He did such a good job with his Irish accent. And then Alex Pettifer played Jeffrey Apple. What was his name? Applebar. Yeah, but him. And then Henry Golding. He was interesting. I found him interesting. And then, but the one person I didn't fully agree with was Rory Kinnear as Winston Churchill. I feel like his accent was sort of South African at times.
Really?
Yeah, it was just sometimes I was like...
Like specific words or...
Just like the overall accent. I don't know. You know when you're just like...
Where's this guy from anyway? Rory...
You know what the other problem is? There's been so many other people who have played Winston Churchill and like one of the greatest actors of our time being, what's his name? Gary Oldman. He did Winston Churchill. Yeah. And like to now go and do a performance after that is very difficult.
That's Gary for you.
Yeah.
And he's English as well.
He was in No Time to Die, this guy.
Surely that shouldn't be too much...
That's what I'm saying. He is English. So I was confused as to why his accent was giving South African vibes. I don't know. That was my opinion. Maybe I was just off.
Ish.
You didn't pick that up. Not really.
No, I wasn't.
Did the accent bother you?
Not really, eh?
Not really. Was it just me? Maybe I was just out here comparing him with Gary and I was just like...
I think so. Yeah, because we recently spoke about Gary, so...
Gary. The cast was solid. It really was solid. Yeah.
Very humorous. Lots of fun. A lot of fun.
I like also so with Guy Ritchie, he's very stylish with his films. So like even but this we know. Yeah. Like this is a known fact for Guy. And I saw an interview where they were saying he'd be walking on set and then he'd like look at someone and be like, oh, that's a nice coat. What size is that? And then, like by the end of filming, the amount of items that had gone missing because everyone was just like, oh, that's nice. What size is that? Yeah, which was pretty cool. Yeah,
great.
And Guy Ritchie also spoke about the fact that he grew up watching World War II films. So like for him, this was like a real passion project.
I wonder all the shooting and killing and blood and humor. So it's kind of like his character, like his personality.
Came through.
Yeah, for sure.
I still feel like the best film that fits Guy Ritchie's personality is The Gentleman.
Yeah.
I enjoyed The Gentleman.
Isn't it weird? Even this film has Gentleman.
It's got Gentleman, and the guy from Man from U.N.C.L.E. also.
I think it's kind of like, you know, you're watching a Guy Ritchie film if they are smart, not smart, but very gentleman-like characters.
Yes.
Brutally killing.
Killing people in the most fashionable attire.
Yeah, attire. Yeah, that's the word. Excuse me. Would you lean over, please?
Actually, there was one part where was it Henry Cavill that was like, sorry, old chap, I seem to have misplaced my knife. And then he's like stabbing the dude with his own knife. You're like, what the heck, man?
The killing is very brutal, though.
Yeah, no, the killing is very brutal.
But that's what I'm saying. The thing about this film is that you find yourself laughing at like, I laughed. I was laughing. And then I still showed my wife, I'm like, check the scene. And then I'd like go back and I'd like watch it. And I'm like... And she's like, that's terrible.
How can you be laughing at this?
I'd be like, just fuck, you know.
What's your problem? What's wrong with you, bro?
Barry, anytime now, you know. Oh, there it is.
You know what I also liked though was a lot of the film takes place on sea because they're like in a little fishing boat, but they actually filmed on sea. Like they didn't just do like a set, which I also thought was pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure if you got the budget. That's the best way to go. Yeah.
No, it was a cool film. I feel like realistic. It was a slightly toned down version of a Guy Ritchie film.
You think so?
You're like, think of The Gentleman. Like, The Gentleman...
I'm thinking specifically about The Gentleman, but that's more like gangster. Yeah, gangster feel.
I was actually going to say, but Guy Ritchie does have a gangster feel. Think of A Clock and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch, The Gentleman. Like, it's the heavy, hardcore gangsters of... The United Kingdom.
Don't take no rubbish, mate.
Yes. Whereas this was more like World War II, gentlemen. But what's funny is like it's called ungentlemanly warfare, but they were such gentlemen.
Maybe it's these guys are like the the gangsters of the early 90s.
Yeah, I think so.
1900s.
And what's crazy is this actually happened, people. So if you go and watch this film.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, wow.
Like this was, that's what I was saying in the beginning. Winston Churchill, assigned these guys to go on these secret missions without anyone's knowledge. And if anyone did find out, he would have been kicked out of office. They would have been arrested by the British government, not even by the Nazis. And I think the documents were only declassified in 2015, if I remember correctly. Sure. They show you at the beginning of the film, but only recently were these documents declassified. So they've been classified, and they did lots of missions after this. I think most of these guys died, though, on missions, which is quite sad.
Eish.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was cool. It was an enjoyable film.
Great film.
It was a great film.
Guy Ritchie films.
Was it long? I feel like it was 2 hours.
I didn't feel like it was long.
It wasn't long. Hey, mm-mm. I feel like it wasn't.
No. But it was very entertaining.
That's
the thing.
And also the music, but Guy Ritchie's like that as well. It's stylish from all.
It's 120 minutes long.
It's really not a long film. Yeah, it wasn't a long film at all. It's two hours.
Nowadays 2 hours.
Yeah,
is standard. If you guys ever watch the older films, it ends in 90 minutes.
Yeah, normally a film is 90 minutes.
You're 90 minutes. Oh, is that it?
Although there were some films that old films that were 12 Angry Men was I think 90 minutes, but I'm sure Citizen Kane was longer.
I think so.
You do?
Can't remember that.
Yeah, films were long, then they came shorter, and then they went long.
It's a lot of cutting of film. But now that in the digital age, let's go. We got lots of hard drive space, people. A lot of
filming. It's still painful.
In fact,
though.
Mostly today, people make 3 hour films, and then it's often the case you hear that they had to cut it down.
Cut it down, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just film. Just keep it rolling, boys. Keep it rolling, you know. Nowadays, it's something 9 minutes per a roll of film or something. Yeah, something crazy like that. So, yeah.
Is film expensive? Yes.
Yes. So you have to buy
more
the film.
More expensive than it was back then.
You have to process it.
No, as in not...
Buying the actual film.
So it is more expensive than doing it digitally, right?
You buy one hard drive.
Yeah. And a digital camera, and you sort it. But as in, is film more? Is it more expensive now to produce film than it was when film was your only option?
I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's become a.
I could be correct, but what I've found lately is that a lot of stuff that's not
easily accessible.
That's not done often enough.
Becomes expensive.
So back in the day, everybody used to. Process their film. So, of course, it they would make money out of it. So it was fine. But nowadays, to do something like that is quite hectic.
It's specialized. Yeah, that's
it's
the
specialized.
Word.
That's
there
the
we
word.
Go.
Yes,
so because it's more specialized, it's more expensive.
But that said, there are a lot of directors that still use film today.
Yeah. Christopher. No?
Yes
he does. He's one of them.
He's
There's another one. Is it him that I'm thinking of?
There is someone else.
There is someone else, right?
We have done them, and I'm sure them and Christopher Nolan are quite close, or they're well known.
Isn't it Quentin? It's Quentin Tarantino.
It could be.
It's Quentin Tarantino. He's a lover of film.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I think he's probably more, I stand to be corrected, but I feel like he's more against digital than Christopher Nolan is.
So here's the question then. Sashi, are you for film or for digital, or for you it's
stylistically,
you don't know the difference.
No, you can see the difference.
You know that you get lenses today that can replicate
film,
the film look. Obviously, you get a finer grain. So go look in The Last Batman with Christopher Nolan. You could actually see the grain.
Yeah,
you could see it if you look closely, and especially because it's more the format.
Yeah.
But with digital, you go and you watch a Michael Bay film. And it's just...
It's clear.
It's crisp.
Yeah.
But then they also have that anamorphic lenses on. So you get that same kind of feel and the blur and all of that stuff. But it's digital is crisp, sharp crisp with that kind of... some lenses, you can even distort the edges. It's a good cinematographer will know what... They have their different style of lenses that create different distortions.
But I don't think you can
stuff.
Replicate digitally film... replicate film... digitally perfectly, if that makes sense.
Replicate film no
you'll always
like
you
I said,
can try but
that grain
yeah
there's a grain
yeah.
And I think there's a richness to it, though.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like a perfectly imperfect. Yeah.
Honestly, this is where it gets difficult. So, like, I used to be like, I'll use this example with scripts. I was like, don't change the script. And there are directors that are like this. Don't change the script because it's been perfectly curated for the film, the character, the story, everything. Don't go and improvise. Don't do that. But then you see one of these where it's perfectly improvised. And like, I know we did a stage play once and the script wasn't perfectly formulated, but because we all knew our characters so well, we took what the script had and we made it so much better because all of us knowing our characters improvised. And like, so I'm very careful now to, like, I can respect both. So I respect the director that says don't touch the script because I understand where he's coming from because it's, so I feel like it depends on what project you're working on and how you choose to go with it.
Yeah.
So, like, I am a lover of the nostalgic film thing, like, that but maybe it has its place.
Like, can you imagine Transformers filmed with a film look?
Yeah, like, that's not going to work.
But then maybe, like, The Hobbit filmed with, like, film.
Yeah, that would.
So,
I feel like there's a time and a place, and it all comes down.
It's got a natural feel to it.
Yes, it all comes down, actually, at the end of the day, what is most important when it comes to film is, what story are we telling?
Yeah.
And then all of your decisions must be based on that.
It's actually kind of weird that Christopher Nolan did a Batman with film.
Yeah. Although it worked.
Although it does work because if you think of Gotham.
Yeah, it's got that like grunge.
It does have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go, people.
And then
film.
Out of that comes like your own creative style. So that's why there's no like right or wrong thing.
From his art.
It's a creative medium that's constantly moving and changing. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's why are we doing this? Does it help tell the story? Mm. Or if it doesn't help tell the story, don't do it. But yeah, like this film, fashion didn't have to be a thing in this film.
But he did,
and it worked.
Mm.
Yeah,
it adds the ungentlemanly.
Yeah. That adds the gentle in gentleman. Ungentleman.
There you go.
Lee.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool, man. Yeah.
Great film. Go watch it on YouTube before it goes down.
Before
it's not down already.
If it's not down already, we'll put the link in the bio.
Yeah.
I need to stop saying that. We'll put the link in the description below. If this channel is removed next week, you know why.
We'll put the description in the link below.
We'll put the description in the link below. Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
So next week, guys, if you know anything about me and Ryan, you can correct me if I'm wrong. We're not the biggest. Okay, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not an anime fan. Like, it's not something in my life that I do.
My friends told me to try it once.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
I like sat down. I watched Dragon Ball Z, and I was like, "Nah, guys, this is a bunch of rubbish. Let's just go."
I watched.
But then
like,
we watched the corridor crew version of the anime.
Oh yeah, actually.
And we were like, "Wait, this is cool."
If that's anime, I've watched anime.
Like everything is like really.
No, that was so
like really pulled out.
No,
you
but
know?
What I liked about that also was how they took AI and like that doesn't. Yeah. But maybe that's what it is about anime. It's not necessarily just about what you're watching. It's about how they made what you watch. But I have been. That sentence is not going to work. Let me try that again. Take two.
Curious.
Dink. That was a terrible clap of sound. People in my life have recommended an anime film to me.
Right.
And they're like, you have to watch this.
So that's what we're going to do.
So we're going to do that. We're going to watch it. It's a film called Your Name. This iPad hit me. And you are fighting. Today I could possibly just drop Brian's iPad. Let me sit like this. We're going to watch it and we're going to review it next week. So, yeah, if you haven't watched it, you can go check it out. If you have watched it,
you got the name of it, so you can join us.
Yeah.
Find out what we said about it. Absolutely. Okay, so now you guys can go into that description in the link. Yes, I
go vote.
And go vote. And don't forget to subscribe. You can do that now that the show is done.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Sweet.
We shall see you next week.
Cheerio.
Peace.